Hello, and welcome to Twisted States, where we take a look state by state at some of America's most nefarious killers, elusive cryptids, and bizarre mysteries. My name is Reagan, and this is episode 21 of Twisted States. This episode, we are taking a look at the Fresno Nightcrawlers, which hail from California, Fresno, California. I'm going to start off first by giving some look into California. And California is like its own world. As a California adjacent person living in Nevada, I spent a lot of my younger years out there and hanging out in California, different parts of the state. And there's a lot there. It's beautiful. It's just really expensive to live, and earthquakes suck. As of recent, there's been a lot of mudslides and stuff because the weather has been bizarre. but it is a beautiful place. Crazy, but beautiful. I really enjoy California. If it wasn't for just being so, like, I mean, the drive between Vegas and California is insane. I would think I would enjoy it more. But anyway, California was admitted to the Union on September 9th of 1850, making it the 31st state with 163,696 square miles, making it the third largest state. A population of 38,940,231 makes it the most populous U.S. state. I'm not sure what year the population was reported. It would have been the last census or whatever, but the number's a little lower because most of them have moved to Vegas. No. as a Vegas local, it's kind of a running joke, the amount of Californians that have moved here in the recent years, because they were able to, like, sell their house there and buy two houses here, you know. And Vegas is a congested nightmare because of it, but whatever, you know what I'm saying? Okay, anyway, so California is nicknamed the Golden State, and the motto is Eureka, very popular state during the gold rush of the late 1800s. It's a beautiful place. It really is. And so California's economy is the largest of any state within the United States, with a $3.6 trillion gross state product as of 2022. That makes it the largest subnational economy in the world. If California were a sovereign nation, it would rank as the world's fifth largest economy as of 2022, behind India and ahead of the United Kingdom, as well as the 37th most populous. So, we're going to get into the description and some sightings here. There's not a lot. There's not a whole lot. Really not. I did make a little Fresno Nightcrawler, little diorama piece. I posted pictures of it on Instagram, and I think I uploaded it on YouTube. If not, I will, but it was fun. Anyway, there's not a whole, like I said, there's not a whole lot of sightings. I will say there's some amazing art stemming from the Fresno Nightcrawlers. It's worth a Google. There's some really, really cute stuff that people have made. They're usually travel in pairs. The sightings have been two nightcrawlers together. But they look like a pair of light-colored comfy pants just cruising along. I mean, in my mind, that's what I see. It always makes me think of the aliens from Sesame Street for some reason. I'm not sure why. Like, because their pants legs are baggy and there's two of them. Because they were those... Yeah, anyway. Whatever. The first reported sighting would have been in 2007. in Fresno. There was a resident of Fresno that named Jose, who was having a big problem because his dogs were just going crazy all the time, you know. And he couldn't figure out why they kept barking, why they kept barking. He kept checking out there, looking outside, nothing, nothing. So he finally went and he was like, you know what, I'm just going to buy cameras so I can capture whatever it is, you know, because if it's like coyotes or, you know, if it's somebody out there, you know, he wants to know what's going on and keep his house safe and keep his dogs from freaking out and barking all night and keeping him awake, you know. So he sets up the surveillance cameras and once he saw what he captured on video, because shortly after setting up the surveillance cameras, he captured the Fresno Nightcrawlers. He took that video to Univision. Now, if you're unfamiliar with what Univision is, it's an American Spanish language free-to-air television network owned by Televisa Univision. it's the largest United States provider of Spanish language content. And it's like a kind of like a PBS style, basically, you know. And I'm sure that I assume that Jose is a native Spanish speaker. So he figured taking it to the press would be the easiest way to get it out there and maybe find some answers. So he did, and it really didn't really make a big splash, you know. It still stayed this like kind of quiet niche thing, and that was, you know, before social media was the way it is now. So it didn't really hit that spark, you know. People didn't go crazy over it. It was still kind of this like barely heard of thing, you know, not really on the radar. 3 years later, in 2010, a sci-fi docuseries titled Fact or Faked, Paranormal Files, picked up the story and decided to go investigate. You know, they did a lot of different debunking videos. I don't know, like, some of the ways that they investigated kind of made me chuckle. It was an entertaining show. I don't know if it really, you know, did much other than just being an entertaining show, but it definitely was an entertaining show. But, yeah, they couldn't really seem to get anywhere with it, to be honest. They didn't really show any feasible way that it was produced or whatever, you know, like if it was a fake, which, you know, whatever. I'm not gonna flat out speculate either way. I mean, I have my views, but they're kind of irrelevant. I just want to tell the information, you know what I'm saying? I want to believe, as Fox Mulder would say. But if you get a chance to watch that episode of Fact or Faked, it was worth the watch. It's ran by former FBI agent Ben Hansen, and yeah, it's pretty entertaining stuff, definitely. But that kind of brought it back up to the surface a little bit, you know, kind of got it back out there. People got a little bit more familiar with it again. And it was back when people still watched TV the old-fashioned way. You know, people kind of got into it a little bit. It kind of got up there a little bit in attention again. So the following year, in 2011, there was yet another sighting. This one was a little further away, caught on video in Yosemite National Park, which is pretty fascinating. You know, like when somebody catches this stuff on their home surveillance or whatever, you know, it's like, yeah, you're at home and you have like the ability to like set up stuff to like fake it or whatever, and you're less likely to get like caught. But to go into a national park and capture a cryptid and not have other people coming up being like, I saw what you did, you know. I guess in 2011, though, once again, we weren't quite at that point where everybody was completely digitized. But still, you know, a little bit more brazen to present something that was recorded in a national park, in my opinion. But once again, I'm not going to pick a side of the fence as far as whether they're actually real or not. But they did capture this in a national park. And once again, by 2011, we were a lot more geared toward things being on social media and going viral and things like that. So it did get picked up pretty quickly, and a lot of people, you know, got it. And once again, the main thing that I saw out of that was people being inspired to make Fresno Nightcrawler art. So, you know, one more little blip, you know, for the Fresno Nightcrawler. And then radio silence, 6 years, 6 years of nothing. No more sightings, no more rumors, no more videos, no more pictures, nothing, nothing. And there was a sighting reported in Poland of something that very closely fit the description of the Fresno Nightcrawlers. They were once again caught on tape, but the quality of the tape, I don't understand. Like, if you're really, you know, wanting to prove to the world that you saw a thing, and if I saw something and I was like, what is that real or not? That would be like the most perfect static shot in in the world, like totally in focus and as clear as could be, just so that I would not, you know, because I would be like, I'm gonna escape my reality by looking at my phone and acting like I'm watching a video while I record, or my camera watching, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't even know how to describe, like, displace myself so that I'm not in that current situation of seeing a thing that freaked me out, I guess. I don't know. But I'm not sure if it was surveillance tape or whatever. So it could have been just like a really crappy, grainy camera. But once again, caught on tape. And not really much said about that. It was just like, okay, yeah, one sighting, one time, grainy, no big deal. And then in 2022, a little bit more recent, a couple years ago, Jose's original footage made its way to an episode of a History Channel series. Oh, don't even get me started on the History Channel. Wow. The channel that made my mom think mermaids were real. There was an episode of a show released on the History Channel called The Proof is Out There that brought the Fresno Nightcrawlers back into the pop culture rotation. Wow, I can't speak. Pop culture rotation as a not so common quirky cryptid. You know, even though there's not a whole lot of information and there's not a whole lot of sightings, and you know, when you look at the videos, like, it looks like a fake thing, but your brain can't quite work out how it's faked. Mine can't. I would like to hear any kind of speculation as to how they actually do it, because it closely looks like a lot of things, but I never was able to quite nail it down, you know? The one thing that I can say is there's not, you know, anything tied to it that's like evil or nefarious, or, you know, it's not like eating people's dogs or anything, you know what I mean? Like, so it seems to be a pretty harmless cryptid, or whatever it is, thing, being, alien, I don't know, who knows. And I, you know, enjoy the speculation. You know, is it something from here? Is it something from another dimension? Is it something from another world? You know, and it just looks so comfy and friendly. So very, very interesting. And that's why, like I said, it's inspired some really cute art. You know, some people have tried to like claim that maybe there was some kind of origin or ties in native lore. And, you know, I'm like, okay, well, you know, maybe a lot of cryptids or so, you know, or whatever, or these fringe beings and phenomena, either started out in Native American lore and we just kind of, you know, white people kind of, you know, appropriated that, or, you know, it's funny because there's so many things that you can find mirrored in different cultures around the globe. So it's kind of hard to say, like, what, you know, whatever. I did a lot of, like, religious studies. I'm very fascinated by religion. I'm not a very religious person myself, but I do have a great appreciation for, you know, religion, different world religions and belief systems and, you know, whatever. And it's just really weird to see how, I mean, it's fascinating to see how isolated groups, completely isolated from each other, can come to the same conclusions, you know, and have the same, like, framework or whatever. But we're human beings, like, regardless. And, you know, you're going to have those certain things that are going to line up. So, you know, some of it I attribute to that. Some of that I attribute to people just literally, you know, being told a story by a local or a native, you know, or somebody indigenous to the area, and then, you know, running with it. Or, like, you know, like for me, I used to hang out with some tribal folks. I'm partially Native American myself, but don't really have that many ties to that part of my family. But I used to live close to a reservation. I used to hang out with a lot of the people on that reservation. And there were a couple times, because I used to go out and camp a lot by myself out in the wilderness, just me and my dog, you know. And I would see things and hear things, mostly just scaring myself because I was alone in the middle of nowhere. You know, when I think back, I did some crazy things when I was younger. But then I would, like, talk to friends of mine, like their moms or whatever, and stuff, and tell them about, like, what I heard or what I saw while I was out in the desert. And then they would tell me of some kind of lore or creature or something from their, you know, from their culture or history, to try to, like, explain what I was seeing or whatever, or what I experienced. And yeah, it's pretty wild. So I don't know. I mean, it's one of those things. There's I don't want to present any of this in a way that's, like, cheapening somebody else's culture or somebody else's, like, beliefs or whatever. But at the same time, you know, some of this stuff's really freaky. And can't be denied. And even if it's considered just lore, like, it feels real. When you're out there, it feels really real. I've seen some things. I will definitely say that. But yeah, like I said, with the Fresno Nightcrawlers, I'm sorry, I went totally off on a tangent there. With the Fresno Nightcrawlers, there really is no direct ties to anything that I could find. As far as anything goes, like, they were just a totally new thing, and it's kind of cool. I really find it refreshing. We'll put it that way. When we live in a time where, you know, our whole globe is, you know, photographed and mapped by satellite, and we're really running out of mysteries, you know what I mean? Like, everything's been, like, brought to light and fully exposed, it seems. But still, somewhere in all of that, there's still room for this kind of, like, underbelly fringe existence of different, you know, creatures and phenomena. And you know what? I will always leave my mind and heart wide open for that kind of stuff, because it's a nice escape when things are wild in the world, you know? Anyway, but it says not a whole lot about the Nightcrawlers to talk about. But there you have it. That's what I was able to dig up. Like I said, there's really, really not a lot to it. But I will say, you know, check out those couple of episodes there. The Fact or Fake episode. And what was the other one? Okay, it was Fact or Faked. And then they also did one, The Proof is Out There. Yeah, that was the other one. Fact or Faked is sci-fi, and The Proof is Out There is History Channel. But check this out. They're entertaining, if nothing else. You'll get a good chuckle. And I will see you for the next episode. Hopefully it will be a little less time than the last gap between episodes. My deepest apologies. I gotta go soon. My cat's having a fit. And I will see you again soon. Have a good one.